Rattle return to the Royal Albert Hall this week for the first of their two eagerly anticipated proms, and for them this is core repertoire. Beethoven's dramatic Fourth Symphony and Mahler's First, which recalls a youthful song cycle. Join me, Andrew McGregor, for the Berlin Philharmonic at the BBC Proms tomorrow night at 7:30 here on BBC Radio 3.
BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 11:30 and time now for Late Junction with Max Reinhardt.
I want more, more than some. Daddy, you know what I want to hear. I want some more and then some. That I love you only, dear. I want some more and then some. Of how you feel and then when you done told me about a million times how much you love me and you threw start right back in again. I've made the same mistake. I know the awful ache of a little heart that's been double-crossed. The waiting's been so long, so long. It's hard to be believing. I thought I'd missed my guess. Thought happiness for me was lost. I want more, some more, some more than some. You know how I love that stuff. Whisper from now on till doomsday, but I never, no, 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 ooh, I never, no, I never will get enough. Nina
Simone with a classic statement of what she expects from the man in her life. It was her version of the Billie Holiday standard, Tell Me More and More and Then Some. It's from her album Pastel Blues, and that was Al Shankman on harmonica. I'm Max Reinhardt, and welcome to a Late Junction which certainly aspires to bring you more and more and then some. Like this next tune from Mice Parade, a New York band who are celebrated for their unclichéd and, at best, unhinged take on influences from the vernacular music pop. You can see them in person next month on a 6-date lightning tour of these islands, but for the moment, clutch this to your bosom. From their new album, What It Means to Be Left-Handed, Tokyo Late Night.
Thank you. waiting by the stairs. Are you going up or down? The cold winds are blowing. Don't make a sound. I'm waiting by the stairs.
Tandem Bank, featuring John Butcher on saxophone, feedback and motors, and Rodri Davies on a variety of harps, some with speakers embedded in them. It's from their new album, Carlio, which could well become something of a fixture on Lake Junction over the next few months. From the brand new to a band who have been celebrating their 25th anniversary this year, Irish traditional folkist Altan. Here they are with a wedding song. You can't have too many of them, really, can you? Weddings or wedding songs, I don't mind. This one's from Rathlin Island off the coast of County Antrim, Donal Agus Morag.
Thank you. Thank you.
Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina's setting of the Lamentation of the Prophet Jeremiah, Incipit Oratio, performed by the Norwegian a cappella six-voice ensemble Nordic Voices. You're listening to Late Junction, and there's a full listing of all the music in this programme on the Radio 3 webpages.
Thank you.
Short and Sweet by composer, bassist and vocalist Esperanza Spalding, with Leo Genovese at the keyboards and a string arrangement she wrote with Gil Goldstein. Esperanza is from Portland, Oregon, 26 years old, and her first album, Esperanza, lived in and around the top of the Billboard Contemporary Jazz chart for all of last year. This new album, Chamber Music Society, hurls her even further into the stratosphere. And we've got another track from it coming up later tonight. Before that, a tune from The Rough Guide to Desert Blues, which has also become a key text on Late Junction tonight and for all of next week. World Music Network, who produce the Rough Guide series of compilation albums, never seem to stop releasing albums. How do they do that in this day and age? Let's just thank the gods of music for the fact that they do, and also for this one particular wondrous collection. We heard Tefla Madluma by Mariam Hassan from Samarra in the Western Sahara, though she currently lives in exile and has spent many years in refugee camps in Algeria. Back in January, I played a track by Alina Orlova from her CD Laukinis Suor Dingo, then only available in Lithuania. As listeners to Fiona Talkington on Late Junction over the past fortnight will have heard, it's now available on a Europe-wide release with a new picture of the youthful Alina on the cover, which makes her look at least 10 years older than the previous cover, or at least like a young adult now. So, from the now EU-friendly Laukinis Suor Dingo, this is Utom Liono Ye Solnce, followed by an oat-reaping Sutartina, an oak begged to plant her nicely. A field recording from 1930s Lithuania, sung by singers from Tat Kunai.
Призналась, что не любим, и немного сгрустнулась, без тоски, без печали, в этот час прозвучали. What a thing!
From the United Kingdom on saxophone, flute, and piano, Mr. Chris Wood. On drums, Mr. Jim Capaldi. On bass and guitar, Mr. Rick Gretsch. On guitar and organ, Mr. Stevie Winwood.
Your compere, Bill Graham.
In association with Her Majesty the Queen, we bring you Traffic.
Side so sharp to for he's bound him to the car. Around and around the field till they came unto a pond, and there they made a solemn oath on poor John Barleycorn. They've hired men with a crabtree stick
Traffic's studio version of John Barleycorn Must Die, filled with all the considerable joys of the 1970s approach to folk rock. It might seem strange now, but when I was a youth, Traffic were one of the bands who somehow promised new musical revelations with each album they released. The intro you heard was recorded backstage at the Fillmore East in New York City in 1970, and it gives you some idea of their godlike status at that time. Before that, a tune with godlike status from a man who must have indeed been a god here on Earth. The tune was Outside Woman Blues, also recorded by The Cream on their Disraeli Gears album, on which it was sung and played by Eric Clapton, who was considered god at the time if you read the graffiti on the right wall. You just heard it played by its composer, Blind Joe Reynolds, who not only had a divine guitar style, but was said to have supernatural abilities with a handgun, even after he'd been blinded by a shotgun blast. He could gauge the position of his target by means of sound alone, or so they said. Staying with musical gods, here's the last section of Karlheinz Stockhausen's Stimmung, his piece for a sextet of vocalists, performed here by Sing Circle, directed by Gregory Rose. Oh,
Thank you.
The final section of Stockhausen's Stimmung. Stimmung was my proms epiphany from the 2008 season. As Stockhausen prescribed, the singers sat around a low round table lit only by a globe light at the centre of the table, in the centre of that huge stage at the Royal Albert Hall. Coming up in a moment, more from The Rough Guide to Desert Blues. El Profeta by Jalihena Natu, another Sahrawi singer, and indeed refugee from Western Sahara, a state currently occupied by Moroccan troops. But first, another track from Home Sweet Home, the debut album by the mighty trio that is the South Memphis String Band, Jesse James.
Jesse James was a man who killed many a man, and he robbed many an express train. And though people did all say, far many a mile away, they'd been robbed by Frank and Jesse James. He had a loving wife to mourn for his life, and his children brave, but that dirty little coward has shot Mr. Howard, has laid poor Jesse in his grave. Hey. It was on one starlit night when the moon was shining bright, they robbed that Glendale train. Oh Lord, the people did all say, for many a mile away, they'd been robbed by Frank and Jesse James. He had a loving wife to mourn for his life, his children too were brave. But that dirty little coward has shot Mr. Howard, has laid poor Jesse in his grave. Jesse in his grave. Oh, that dirty little coward has shot Mr. Howard, has laid poor Jesse in his grave.
محمد بشر وليس كالبشري محمد بشر وليس كالبشري هو يقتة والناس كالحجر هو يقتة يا قتة قتة والناس كالحجر
We
The Andante Molto from Grieg's Sonata for Piano in E minor, Opus 7, played by Hakon Ausbuhr, which almost brings the curtain down on Lake Junction for tonight, and indeed for this week. But you can listen again to the programme over the next 7 days via the Radio 3 web pages. I'll be back next week, but I'll leave you tonight with To Whom It May Concern from the Espen Eriksson Trio, featuring Espen on piano, with Lars Tomrud Jensen on bass and Andreas Bay on drums. But first, more from Esperanza Spalding, this time with a tune by Antonio Carlos Jobim, on which Esperanza is joined by Gretchen Palato, Inutil Paisagem. Good night.
La la la.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. The Kung's backup piano trio centre stage for this hour and a half or so in trios by Mozart and Schumann, and joined later on by viola player Lawrence Power for the Brahms First Piano Quartet. The Mozart to open his piano trio K548. It's one of a series of late trios from the autumn of 1788, when he was in dire financial straits, a year which also saw him producing his last three symphonies. It's music that tapped into the great vogue for piano trios in Vienna at the time, and includes what's probably one of the first cello solos with piano. The players here, pianist Simon Crawford Phillips, violinist Marlin Broman, and cellist Jesper Svedberg.
Thank you.
Mozart's Trio in C Major, K-548, played there by the Kungsbacka Trio. They take their name from the town where they gave their first performance, Kungsbacka in Sweden, and since then they've established an annual music festival there. Well, the player's now in part of a concert they gave in St John's Church in Manchester a few years ago. And the Musica Piano Trio by Robert Schumann, his D Minor Piano Trio, the first and best known of the three. It's from June 1847. And this opening must be among the most passionate things Schumann ever wrote.